Welcome back to our Nach Yomi series on Sefer Yirmiyahu. In today's shir, we're studying Perek Mem Tet, chapter 49. In today's shir, Yirmiyahu will once again address the other nations, this time five different nations, and he's going to begin with Bnei Ammon, our neighbor to the east. The name Ammon we are familiar with nowadays, with the city of Rabat Ammon, or Amman, Jordan. The capital of Ammon is where the city of Amman sits today. And now, in today's Perek, Yirmiyahu is going to talk about how they too are going to meet their destruction in the hands of the Babylonians. If you want to have a general idea of where these nations are today, if we take modern-day Jordan, the very southern section of modern-day Jordan, in the area of Petra, that would be Edom. We'll get to them later on in today's chapter. A little north of that, opposite the area of the Dead Sea, but on the eastern side, that would be ancient Moab. When we finish the area of the Dead Sea and go a little more north towards the Yabok River, opposite the hills of Yehuda and Ephraim, that's going to be the area of Ammon, and then the Nachala of God. Today's Perek begins with Yirmiyahu's words to Bnei Ammon. Pasuk Aleph. Divnei Ammon, kol ma Adonai. The words of God to the nation of Ammon. Havanim ein Yisrael im yoresh eno. Do the people of Israel not have any children? Do they have no one to inherit their land? This is a rhetorical question, because we're going to find out that after the 2.5 tribes on the eastern side of the Jordan, when they were exiled from their land by Sennacherib, the nation who took over that land were the people from Ammon. Now the Navi is complaining, why did the nation of Ammon take over Eber Yarden after Israel was sent away? And asking a rhetorical question, do you think that the people of Israel have no one to inherit them? Do you think they're not going to come back? Why have you taken over their land? Therefore, Madua Yarash Malkom et Gad. Gad is one of the tribes of Israel on the other side of the Jordan, one of the 2.5 tribes. Why did Malkom, the god of Ammon, and now Malkom is not only their god, but it's the name for the whole nation. Why did the nation of the god Malkom take over the land of God? V'yamo barav yashav. The people of this god Malkom, why did they take over and inhabit the cities of the tribe of God? Some people, when they read Pasuk Aleph, think that Malkom means their king, Malkam. But here it's Malkom. The god named Malkom, he's also mentioned in chapter 11 in Melchim Aleph, as one of the gods that Shlomo Melech in his later days had allowed to be worshipped in Yerushalayim because of his wives that he married. So now, because the people of Ammon had done that, Yirmiyahu is going to talk about their punishment. Pasuk Bet. Lachain, hinei yamim ba'im num Adonai. Therefore, God says, days are coming. Vishmati el Rabat b'nei Ammon turat milchama. Rabbah is the name of the city, and therefore Rabat b'nei Ammon, nowadays Amman, Jordan, was the capital city. Therefore, God will make it heard in the capital city of Ammon, in Rabbah, the sounds of the shofar blowing of war. Vaital letel shmama, it will turn into a mound of desolation. Uvnoteha ba'ish titzatna. The suburbs around Rabat b'nei Ammon, the suburbs of a city in Hebrew are called Benot. The daughters of a city would be translated as the suburbs. Those suburbs will also be burnt down in fire. V'yarash Yisrael et Yoshav, Amar Adonai. God says that the people of Israel are going to reconquer and re-inherit the land that had been inherited by Ammon after they had left. And now he's going to call out the people of Cheshbon. Helili Cheshbon, Kishud Eda'ai. Cheshbon is a city south of Ammon, between Ammon and Moab. We had that in yesterday's parak. And now the people in Cheshbon should scream out and cry out, because I as one of the cities in Ammon, has been ravaged. Tza'akna b'not Rabbah, the daughters of the city of Rabbah, this Rabat b'nei Ammon, again Ammon, they're going to cry out because of the destruction coming from Bavel. Chagorna sakim, put on sackcloth, a sign of mourning. Svodna, make eulogies. V'hichotatna bagderot, walk around the fences of the city, because the walled city is destroyed, and therefore go where the fences, where the sheep are, go walk around there. Ki Malkam v'gola yelech. Their god, Malkom, is going to go into exile. Kohanav v'sarav yachdav, together with his priests and his ministers, all those who served this god Malkom, together they're all going to leave their capital city, and they'll be exiled by the Babylonians. Mati talali b'makim. Why are you so proud of yourself down in the valleys of your country? In the land of Ammon, which is very similar in its geography to the mountains of Yehuda, there are many high mountains and beautiful valleys. Why are you so proud of yourselves? Zavim kech, your valleys flowing with water, they're all going to empty out now. Habata shoveva, you mischievous child. He's referring to the people of Ammon as a bata shoveva, like a mischievous daughter, doing things that God is angered by. What is it that angers God so much? Habotcha b'otzroteha. They were overconfident in their wealth and all their treasures that they had stored up. Mi avoi lai. They were saying, who could possibly attack us? The people of Ammon were so sure in their strength, in the cities they built up, and all their wealth, that they thought, who could possibly destroy the nation of Ammon? Sure enough, the Babylonians are going to come and do it, according to Yirmiyahu. Pasuk Hey, God now warns, Hineni mevi alaych pachad. I'm going to bring upon you fear. Nu Adonai Elohim tzvot mikos vivayach. God is saying, I'm going to bring this fear from all around you. V'nidachtem ish lefanav. V'in mekabetz tenoded. And every one of you will be driven out in different directions, and no one shall come and gather those who run away. Pasach Vav, which will end this nevuah to Ammon, like the other ones we've seen before, Vachrechen, after this is all over and you receive your punishment, Ashiv et Shvut b'nei Ammon numadunai, I'm going to return the remnant of b'nei Ammon, and they will be able to return to their land, just like we saw about Moab. Now we turn to Edom, who's a closer relationship, the descendants of Yaakov's brother Esav. Pasuk Zayin, Le'edom, on the eastern side of the Arava, between the bottom of the Dead Sea and the top of the Red Sea, that whole mountain range is known as Edom. Ko amar Adonai Tzvot, ha'ein od chokhmah b'Teman. This is the word of God about Edom. Is there no more wisdom in the city of Teman? Teman is one of the grandchildren of Esav, and that city was known for its wisdom. And therefore the Navi asks, is there no more wisdom in Teman? Avda itzami banim, have we lost all their counsel, either mi banim, from the children of that city, or from the Loshon Mevin, to understand, is there no counsel for those who understand? Nisracha chokhmatam, the wisdom has become sour. Masriach in Hebrew means something that smells when it gets rotten. In Pasachet, the Navi is going to tell the people of Edom to begin to run away because of the enemy. Nusu, run away. Hafnu hemiku lashevet yoshvei Dedan. The inhabitants of the city of Dedan, a city in Edom, are told, go live in the low places, because your high up city is going to be attacked, and therefore, flee before you are killed. Ki eid Esav heveti alav, eid pekadativ. The day of reckoning for Esav is coming. The time has come for me to punish them. God's bringing this upon them, and therefore, the people should flee their cities. Pasuk Tet, im botzrim ba'olach, this again will be a rhetorical question. Botzrim are the people who collect the grapes from the vines. And usually, when you collect the grapes from the vines, you don't take everything. You leave a little bit, a cluster here, a cluster there. And therefore, the Navi asks, in a rhetorical way, im botzrim ba'olach lo yashiru olelot, if grape harvesters come by, don't they leave over a couple little clusters, a couple little grapes here and there? In a similar manner, a second question, im ganavim balayla, if robbers come to your house in the middle of the night, hishchitu dayam, do they take everything and ruin your house? They just take what they want. However, that's not what's going to happen to Edom. The people who come and ravage and take you over are going to wipe out everything and leave nothing. Ki ani, God says, what's God going to do? Chasafti et Esav. God is saying, I'm going to expose Esav. Gileti et mistarav. I'm going to open up all its hidden places. V'nechba lo yuchal. Therefore, no longer he can hide. Again, Edom high up in the mountains, you would think they would have a lot of places and strongholds to go hide in. God says, I'm going to expose all those hidden places so that the enemy can come and find all of them. Shudad Zaro, his offspring, his seed, has been ravaged. Not only his offspring, also his brothers and his neighbors, and they're all going to be gone. God's coming to say, when the Babylonians come and defeat the Edomites, everyone will be punished. Azva yitomecha ani achaya. God tells them, leave your orphans, leave your children who are going to become orphans now. God says, I'll take care of them. V'amunotecha alai tiftachu. Your widows, they'll put their trust in me. God is saying, if you're going to have a lot of orphans and widows, that means you're all going to die. And the only people left to take care of those widows and orphans will be God himself. Kicho amar Adonai, this is the word of God about Edom. Hinei asher ein mishpatam, lishtot hakos shato yishtu. Recall in chapter 25, when God told all the nations that they had to accept Babylonian sovereignty, he gave over that message by taking a cup of wine symbolically and going to all the nations in the whole Middle East and telling them, drink this cup of wine, whether they want to or not, drink it, throw it up, as we discussed when we studied chapter 25. One of those nations was Edom, and God's saying, you have to drink this cup of wine, whether you like it or not, and if other nations drink this cup, for sure, you have to drink it as well. So let's return now and see this inside. Hinei ein mishpatam lishtot hakos shato yishtu. Do you think they don't deserve the same judgment that they have to drink this cup of wine? They must drink this cup of wine, representing the fact that Bavel is going to come and attack them. V'atahu nako tinakeh. Do you think that you're going to be clean and free from this happening to you? Lo tinakeh. You won't be spared of this. You must drink it like all the other nations. Edom sometimes thought, because they're so far away and high up, they could get away from all this ravaging and all this damage caused by Babel, God says, you're part of this like all the other countries. Kivinish bati num Adonai, God swearing in his own name, ki leshama, lecherpa, lechorev, veliklala, tiabotzra. The same words that the Navi used to describe the destruction of Yehuda and Yerushalayim, that's how Botzra, which is the capital city of Edom, is going to be destroyed, leshama, desolation, cherpa, disgrace, klala would be a curse. All those words again, the Navi used to describe destruction of Yerushalayim, will be used now to describe what will happen to Botzra, the capital city of Edom. V'chol areha tiena l'chorvot olam, all its cities in Edom, not only its capital city, all the other cities will be destroyed forever. Shemua shamati meit Adonai. The Navi is saying, I've heard rumors coming from God. V'tzir b'goyim shaluach. God has sent a messenger to all the nations. He kaptu uvo eleha. V'kuba l'melchama. God's calling upon all the nations around to gather and go fight Edom. God is calling upon all these nations to come and wage war against it. Kinei katon netaticha b'goyim. Bazui badam. Now I'm going to make you one of the smallest among the nations, a nation that everyone will despise, and that's why they're going to come and attack you. Now the Navi will explain, why is God so angry with you, and why will they be so angry with you? Because of their haughtiness, and their overconfidence, and their wealth, and their strength. Pasuk Tet Zayin, Tiflat Stecha, Kishiotach, Zedom Libecha. Tiflat Stecha is a difficult word to translate, and Mifletzet, in modern day Hebrew, means a monster, because it implies something horrific. Something scary. So your scary nature, how powerful you were, and the way people viewed you, that tricked you to think that you could do anything. Therefore, that nature, tiflat stecha, misled you to think that you were so strong and powerful, and that led to the arrogance of your heart, thinking that no one could defeat me. Shochni b'chagvei ha-sela tofsei marom giva. You who are dwelling high up in the mountains among the rocks, and you're holding on to the highest places in the mountains, and that's what's giving you this overconfidence, God tells him, if you think you can lift up your nest high up, like an eagle does, and build his nest high up in the mountains so no one can get to it, God tells him, Misham aritcha numadunai. Even from up there, I'm going to bring you down. So says God. God is basically saying, you're so haughty, thinking you're so strong high up there, God's going to bring you down, and you're going to get your punishment like the other nations did. Pasuk Yitzayin, Vayta Edom neshama. Again, a word that Yirmiyahu has used many times to describe the desolation of a city. Edom will become desolate and destroyed. Kol over aleha, anyone passing by and looking at that destruction, yishom v'yishrok akol mechoteha. Whoever passes by will be appalled and will hiss at all of its wounds about how bad it's been hit. The Navi will describe this destruction to the way Sodom and Amorah were destroyed. K'mapechat Sodom v'Amorah u'shcheneha, amar Adonai. God's saying the destruction of Edom will be like the destruction of Sodom and Amorah were overturned by God. Lo yeshev sham ish. No one will live there anymore. Velo yagur ba ben adam. No man will dwell there in those cities again. In Pasuk Yotet now, Yirmiyahu is going to describe how God has called upon all these nations, especially Bavel, to come up like a line to go and attack the people of Edom. Recall again that the people are coming from lower down, Edom is high up, and listen now to the imagery he'll use. Pasuk Yotet. Hine ka'aryeh, just like a line from the riverbed of the Jordan, which is low down, a couple hundred meters below sea level. Edom is over 1,000 meters above sea level. And just like a line comes from low down in the Jordan River Valley and goes now to attack a secure pasture of sheep. Ki argia aritzeno me'aleha. In a quick amount of time, in a moment's notice, I'm going to run those soldiers up and they're going to go and attack Edom from low down and go high up. Umi bachur, who is a good soldier, a choice one? Elev kod, I'm going to command him to go and attack the Edomites. Ki mi chamoni, umi yi'ideni, umi ze ro'eh asher emod afanai. Because who is there like me? Who can call upon me? Where is there a shepherd who can stand against me? God's saying no one can stop my anger against the dome, no matter how high up they are and how much they think of themselves, I'm going to bring their destruction. Pasachaf, lachen, therefore. Shimo atzat Adonai asher ya'atz el Edom. Listen to the counsel of God, what he's advising about Edom. And the thoughts about the inhabitants of the city of Teman. Teman, one of the cities of Edom. Their destruction will be so bad, they'll be carried away by the youngest sheep. Usually, when something is destroyed, the strong sheep, or the lions and the dogs, they come and ravage the place. Here, even the young sheep are going to come and destroy Edom. Even the young flocks of sheep are going to come and destroy the beautiful pastures of Edom. Mikol niflam rasha haaretz. Someone falling down from a high place makes a loud noise. When you hear that noise of their falling down, the land is going to shake and tremble. Tzaka biamsuf nishma kola. They're crying out from these high cities in the dome. The voices of that crying will be heard in Yamsuf. Yamsuf that they're talking about here is the Red Sea near Eilat. As we explained before, this country of Edom is between the Red Sea and the Dead Sea on the eastern side of the Arava, and therefore the crying out from Edom would be heard all the way down by the Red Sea. Hinei chanesher yalev yideh, like an eagle flies up and swoops down. That's how the Babylonians are going to come and attack Edom. Vifros kenafav abotzra, they're going to spread their wings over Botzra, the capital city of Edom. Vayalev giborei Edom b'yamahu kelev isha mitzera. And on that day, when they get attacked from all their enemies, as God has described, the heart of the mighty soldiers and warriors of Edom will be fearful like the heart of a woman in distress. Now we finished Edom, and now we go to Damascus. Damascus, modern-day city of Damascus. Notice we have the two capital cities of our neighbors to the east and to the northeast, Amman and Damascus. The Damascus. Bosha chamat va'arpad, kishmua ra'a shamu namogu. B'yom daga hashket lo yuchal. Chamat and Arpad are cities near Damascus, and therefore, about Damascus, the cities of Chamat and Arpad shall be in shame. Why would they be ashamed? Kishmu'a ra'a shamu. They heard a very bad rumor about what's happening. They heard the news. Namogu. They're falling back with anxiety and fear. B'yam daga, like someone worried at sea, hashket lo yuchal, who can't be at rest because they're worried so much. Raftan Damascus. Hifneta lanus v'retet hichzika. Rafa is someone who's weak. So Damascus has become weak. Hifneta lanus, it's turned itself back and running away. V'retet hichzika, trembling his sister. Tzara v'chavalim achazata kiyoleda. Just like a woman about to give birth is in transition and trembling and shaking and in terrible pain and fear, that tzara has caught the people of Damascus. Ech lo uzva ir tihilat kiryat mesosai. How has it been that this glorious city has not been deserted, the citadel that used to be God's joy? L'chein yiplu b'churel b'rchavoteha. Its young men are going to fall in its streets. V'chol anshei ha'melchama yidamu b'yomahu. Numa Adonai Tzvot. God is saying all its men of war will be quiet. They'll be surprised by their defeat. And therefore, God concludes, V'itzati esh b'chomat Damascus. God's going to set fire to the walls of Damascus. V'ochla amonot ben-hadad. And that fire will consume the palaces of Ben-hadad. Ben-Hadad was the name of the king of Damascus. Hadad was the name of the god of Aram. The king was called Ben-Hadad. We found that name many times in Tanakh. And here, Yirmiyahu is using the wording which we saw in the beginning of Amos when he talked about how Ashur will destroy all the different nations. The same idea of setting fire to the walls of a city and that fire consuming its palaces. Look in Amos Perek Aleph and you'll see a very similar wording that Yirmiyahu uses here. Also, we didn't mention before in the Nevuah about Edom, the Nevuot of Avadia are very similar to what we see in Yirmiyahu. Which Navi came first and why they're so similar is a topic for Iyun. If you want to see a nice discussion of that, you can look in the Dat Mikra on this Perek where he compares them. Two more nations to go. Pasach Chavchet. We're now with Kedar. Kedar is somewhere in the area of Syria, but towards the desert, and they're a nomadic type tribe that they too are going to be defeated by the Babylonians. L'Kedar ul'mamlachot Chatzor. To Kedar and the kingdoms of Chatzor. Asherika Nevuchadrezzar, Melech Bavel, Komar Adonai. Those who are going to be smitten now by Nevuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, this is the word of God. Kumu alu el Kedar, v'shadudu el b'nei Kedem. God's calling upon the armies of Nevuchadnezzar to go and attack Kedar and to ravage all these people living to the east. Pasach Haftet, Ohaleim v'tzonam ikachu. They're going to take their tents and their sheep. Yuriotehem v'chol kleihem. Yuriot are the canvas that makes the tent. So therefore the canvases of the tents and everything that goes with it and all their vessels. Ugmalehem yisulehem. They carry away also their camels. V'karu alehem magor misaviv. And they shall proclaim about them there's terror all around. The people of Kedar and of Chatzor are going to be in terrible fear because of this destruction brought upon them by the Babylonians. Nusu, run away. Nudu ma'od, wander far away. Hemiku l'shevet yoshvei Chatzor numa Adonai. The inhabitants of Chatzor are told to run away, to find a place of hiding, go live in a low place where no one will see you. Ki ya'atz alechem Nevuchadrezzar melech Bavel itza. The king, Nevuchadrezzar of Bavel, has taken counsel about you. V'chashav alechem machshava. He has thought about you to destroy you. What was Nebuchadnezzar thinking? Pasuk Lamed Aleph, verse 31. Kumu alu, a goy shelev, yoshev levetach numadunai. Let's go up to a very quiet nation, sitting securely, God says. Lo dlataim v'lo v'riach lo, badad yishkonu. This nomadic tribe of Kedar and of Chatzor, they don't have a walled city. They have no doors. They have no locks because they have no walls. And they're sitting quietly by themselves, thinking, who's going to bother us? No, God says, Nebuchadnezzar is going to come and ravage them as well. Vayugma lehem levaz, their camels will be taken as spoil. Vamun miknehem leshalal, to take his booty, all their cattle. Vizeritim lecholruach tutzei peyah, I'm going to scatter them in every direction and to every corner. Umikol avarav avi et edam numadunai, from every direction I'm going to bring this disaster upon them. Vaitach Chatzor lemaon tanim shmama adolam. Chatzor now will become a living place for tanim. Tanim is some type of wild animal. Shmama adolam, it'll be in desolation for all time. Lo yeshev sham ish, no one will live there anymore. V'lo yagur ba ben adam, no person will dwell there ever again. So these were the words of Yirmiyahu to Kedar, and now Yirmiyahu will finish Perek Mem Tet with his words to Elam. Elam is a country much farther away. Elam is an area by the Hidekel River, close to Tehran. They also now are going to be defeated by Bavel. Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Asher hayad dvar Adonai el Yirmiyahu hanavi el Elam. The word of God to Yirmiyahu about Elam. Breshit machut Tzidkiyahu melech Yehuda. This message was given already earlier during the reign of Tzidkiyahu, before Yerushalayim was destroyed, about what's going to happen to Elam. Kol ma Adonai tzvot, hinni shover et keshet Elam, reshit gvurotam. God says, I'm going to break the bows of Elam, which was the main part of their strength. It seems like Elam had an army with good archers, and God says, I'm going to break that strength and their archery. Ve'veti el Elam arba ruchot, me'arbak sot ha-shamayim. I'm going to bring these enemies unto Elam from all four directions, from the four quarters of the heavens. V'zeritim l'cho ha-ruchot ele. I'm going to scatter them out to all four directions. V'lo yeh ha-goy asher lo yavo sham nidichei Elam. There won't be a nation that one of the refugees of Elam won't reach, meaning the manner in which they're going to be scattered will be so immense that we'll find the refugees in every other country in the Middle East. V'achtati et Elam lifnei ovehem lifnei mevakshei nafsham. I'm going to break the people of Elam in front of their enemies and those who want to destroy them. Veveti alehem ra'a et charon apinu ma'adonai. I'm going to kindle my anger against them, God says. V'shilachti acharem et acherev ad kaloti otam. I'm going to send my sword against them until they are all consumed. V'samti chisi be'elam. Then God says, I'm going to put my throne in Elam. V'avadati misham melech v'sarim mimadunai. And I'm going to wipe out from there the king and all the ministers, God says. Pasuk Lamed Tet, v'haya b'achrit ha'yamim. At the end of days, after this whole process of the punishment of Bavel of all these nations is over, Ashiv et shvut Elam numadunai, I'll return the remnant of Elam, like God promised about the other nations. After all this destruction, punishment is over, God will bring these nations back. The idea, I think, seems to be that these nations won't be desolate forever. They'll receive a terrible punishment, but when they come back, hopefully they'll have learned their lesson and improve their behavior so that destructions as these won't happen again and again. That's the end of Perek Mem Tet. In Perek Nun, Yirmiyahu will conclude his Nevuot of the Amim, the nation of Bavel that's been destroying all these other nations, after these 7 years are over, are going to meet their punishment. That we'll hear about in chapters Nun and Nun Aleph in our Shurim over the next 2 days.